Today, we're not going to talk about budgets, but we are going to discuss the dream budget, as this is the third and last preview of my book that is coming up in episode 133. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hola, bienvenida. Espero que te encuentres bien. Welcome, and I hope you are well. And I hope that wasn't too much Spanish for you at the very beginning of this episode. This is your host, Jen Hemphill. I am ecstatic that you are here. And what a whirlwind it has been since the beginning of this year of 2018. My book was officially out this past Tuesday, and I hope that you are able to score your free Kindle version. Today, we are doing the final preview of my book, Her Money Matters, The Missing Truths from Traditional Money Advice. Next week, we will get to the normal programming. So no worries about that. And today, I'm going to do something a little bit different. The past weeks, I've been giving you some insight into the book. And today, I'm just going to actually read you a chapter, which is chapter 12 called The Dream Budget. And the reason why I'm doing this is that I've been asked if I'm going to do an audio version of my book. So consider this an audition, and you will have to let me know if maybe I pass and if I should do my own audiobook, or if maybe I just need to have someone else do it. So deal. So I'm going to read this chapter and you let me know if I pass with flying colors, or maybe I need to have someone else do it. In today's episode, you're going to learn what exactly a dream budget is. You're going to learn the story behind this dream budget and how it came about. You're going to also learn why you should care about it and why you should consider creating your own dream budget and how to get started with this dream budget. So again, I'm going to read you the chapter that's relevant to this topic, which is chapter 12. And in the book, I have a section after this chapter where there's a worksheet where you can create your own dream budget. But for this episode, because I like to do things a little bit different, I have created a special download with some questions you can answer, which will help you build that dream budget. And you can download that at jenhemphill.com/dream budget. I will have that in the show notes. So let's go ahead and get to this audition, if you will. And I'm going to read you this chapter 12 called The Dream Budget. Chapter 12, Dream Budget. Yes, you read that chapter title correctly. We are going to discuss creating a dream budget before talking about a regular budget. Why? I want you to dream. I don't want you to let your current situation limit your possibilities. I want you to dream big and imagine a reality where you are not only content with your financial life, but blown away by what you were able to accomplish. A dream budget is a plan that maps out your future ideal financial situation. And creating it will boost your progress. How far into the future your ideal financial situation goes is up to you, and it is okay if it changes over time. In creating a dream budget, you are putting real dollar figures to your goals. Defining these numbers and putting them into your budgeting tool will give you a clear picture of what life can look like. And as a bonus, having defined dollar figures give you a starting ground on how to live your dream budget. Sounds dreamy, right? Just so we're clear, that pun was so intended. Before we go deeper into how to build a dream budget, I want to tell you a story of how the idea of the dream budget came to be. When my husband was deployed back in 2010, we did a modified version of what's called the Prosperity Game, which is created by Abraham Hicks. When you have a moment, search for her videos on YouTube. And if you like the woo-woo stuff, you will love the videos. The premise of the Prosperity Game is to get you to flex your abundance muscles. It is important to note that in this game, you are using imaginary money, not real money. You start the game with an imaginary dollar amount predetermined by you. The amount you select to start off with does not matter, so do not let this detail distract you. You can start with $50, $100, or even $1,000. Then each day for 30 days, you increase the amount you're going to spend. This is imaginary money, and the spending is also imaginary. You get to determine how much you will increase it each day and what you will spend it on. To make these decisions, you can consider any debt you want to pay off, items you have been wanting to purchase but avoided due to your current financial situation, and long-term saving goals. The exact number does not matter. You can increase it by $1, $100, $1,000, or more. You are in control of your destiny. Every day via email, my husband and I would split the daily imaginary money 50-50, and each would choose how we were going to spend our portion. Naturally, our first spending decisions were towards paying off debt and saving for emergencies and retirement. But then we got more detailed, and this list expanded beyond the necessities into our dreams. We included four-wheelers, that was the husband, of course, saving for our next house, dream vacations, etc. Doing the Prosperity Game exercise got us to dream again and not only strengthen our abundance muscles, but flex them too. I learned how hard it was to spend unlimited money. Seriously, who would have thought? When we reached week 3, I was ready to be done with the exercise because I didn't know what else we could spend our imaginary money on. Fortunately, my accountability partner, my husband, pushed me to keep moving, and I continue to flex and stretch those abundance muscles. When I reflect on the worksheets my husband and I created while playing the game, it is incredible what we have accomplished since then, over 10 years later. These accomplishments include paying off our debt, having a travel fund that allows us to experience the world on our own terms, and the assurance that our next car purchase will be paid in cash. And the four-wheelers my husband wanted, that idea hasn't been squashed yet, but it has moved down the priority list. Our accomplishments are a result of having a clear vision of what we unapologetically wanted to do with our money. Our dream was to get out of debt, travel without feeling limited, and have a nice stash of cash for our next car purchase, a dream we didn't know how to make a reality. Not knowing where to start led to searching how we could make our dream a reality, which in turn led to planning. Financial planning gave us a clear direction on how to accomplish our goals, such as the income we needed and a clearer view of what our spending should look like. And that plan became our dream budget. Having clarity and real numbers helped us get to work on bringing in more income and being more present and intentional with our spending. Why should you care about a dream budget? To create your desired financial future, having vision boards, written goals, dreamy thoughts, and a future money story are not enough. The dream budget is the icing on the cake. It is what seals the deal. Well, almost, since you still have to do the work. Not doing a dream budget is rejecting what the future could hold for you. What does this rejection say about how you feel about yourself? My gut says there is a lack of self-worth that you don't feel deserving of your dreams. Life can be a roller coaster of ups and downs, and if we let it, it can take us to a place of feeling defeated and undeserving, or it can rise from the rubble and dream of a better life. To rise, we must embrace who we are by embracing our self-worth. Self-worth is a state of being that will help us feel deserving. We make feeling worthy harder than it needs to be. Self-worth comes from one thing, thinking that you are worthy. Wayne Dyer. So simple, and the definition of self-worth is just one word. I kid you not. Self-esteem. Thanks again, Merriam-Webster. Yes, self-worth is a key player in your dream budget as well as your financial life in general. Now that we understand the relevance of a dream budget in our life, let's get to the details of creating your dream budget. As I mentioned at the beginning of this chapter, your dream budget is set up very similar to your real budget. How it differs is in the numbers for the income and the different areas of expenses. To get you started on your dream budget, use the ideal income you would like to have. Be sure to use a number that may be scary, but in due time is feasible. Make sure you put some thought into that ideal income. Think about the career progression or the business growth you need. Your dream budget includes your desired income and spending. Like a typical budget, you will include your regular expenses. But if there are areas in your current budget where you are feeling pinched, you can adjust these numbers with an ideal dollar amount. A restricted area may be eating out or buying gifts. Also, if there are areas that haven't made it into your current budget because of a lack of income, you can add these here too. This may be the photography classes that you want to take or the private chef. I definitely want that. You want to hire. Let's continue to fill out all the expenses on your dream budget. I'm guessing you have no debt. Maybe you want to spend more on groceries. Maybe your travel fund will be more substantial than it is in your real budget. Maybe you will give more money away to a cause that you are passionate about. There is no one right way to create your dream budget. There's no judgment either. This is your dream budget. Your budget, your choices. ¿Me entiendes? This is Spanish for, do you understand me? Have some fun in creating your dream budget. Are there some things that you are not able to do but would like to? Include it. The sky is the limit. Once you put in all of your expenses, there is one last thing you need to do. You have to figure out your bottom line. Your bottom line is the dollar figure that is left over. Income minus expenses equals your bottom line. If you have money left over, make sure you do something with it. Give every penny a job to do. Is it donating to another charity? Is it for retirement? Is it for the kids or college? If you don't know the cost of certain things, just ask Google. This almighty search engine will be sure to have an answer for you. Es muy bueno, te lo aseguro. It's really good, I assure you. You may think that because it is a dream budget, it will be super easy to create because there's no limitation on money. However, having an abundance of money doesn't necessarily make the decision-making on where the money should go any easier. It is doable. You just need to be open to the possibilities of your dream budget. The unfortunate reality is that we get sucked into making day-to-day decisions in our current life and forget to dream of what could be. We must remember that our current situation does not define us. And if we allow it to, our dreaming muscles will deteriorate and prevent us from reaching the life we want to live. Creating a dream budget will allow you to build and strengthen your ability to dream big and ultimately create the financial future you deserve. Your current budget is your reality. It is a picture of your current income, coupled with your financial goals and responsibilities and guidelines to keep you on track. With a dream budget, your life can change if you are open to exploring your dreams and aligning your goals. Don't be afraid to want more and dream bigger. We can always do better, be better, live better. Looking out for one's happiness is not selfish. In fact, by being content, you become a better person for yourself and those around you. Think of your dream budget as a reflection of your self-worth. It forces you to dream. It motivates you to take action with your current goals. It gets you excited about what is possible. It allows you to realize what is important to you. Aren't you worthy of all that? You absolutely are. So folks, that was the chapter on the dream budget. So I hope I passed with flying colors the audition. You'll have to let me know. Again, really the whole purpose of that chapter is to think outside the box, to really think beyond the typical budget, the present day budget, because with the dream budget, you're able to look into the future and think more tangibly with tangible dollar figures, which will definitely make a difference in your life. Again, I have created a worksheet for you that is you can find over at jenhemphill.com/dream budget. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little different than the normal episodes, I've never read anything like that on the show. So hope you enjoyed my reading of the chapter of the book. It is available over at Amazon. You can go on Amazon and just search Her Money Matters and it will come up. The workbook will be coming up shortly. I know some of you have already asked me about the workbook. So I'm looking forward to seeing many of you get your hands on this book. I appreciate all the support you have given me through this process. I don't take it lightly. So that is a wrap for today's episode. I wanted to keep it short and sweet. Next week, we talk to Lisa Carpenter. And if you recall, she was on the show back in episode 73, and I have invited her back as we are going to be digging into health and really, which has many parallels to our money. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the show. You can check out the show notes over at jenhempel.com/133. If this episode made a difference in your life, please, it would mean the world to me if you share it to a friend, a family member, someone that needs to hear this message right now. I appreciate you listening and we'll talk again next Thursday. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Chao. Inpatients that you have been feeling.